Let us all say silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 26. 26. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We will continue with Psalms number 119. Psalms number 119. So this is a Torah psalm. It is a devotional on the Word of God. We are able to see it is intended for godly instruction. It was included in the Psalter, no doubt as a model of piety. Here we can see the devotion to the Word of God and also the God of the Word. This is the dominant theme. The author highlights two aspects of that word. Firstly, God's directive for life, calling for obedience. And secondly, God's promises, calling for faith to believe. So this is an acrostic poem. So it is written according to the Jewish alphabet. Today, let's continue to discuss, that is to say, the next stanza. The next stanza, let us see from verses 25 to 32. 25 to 32. We can see this Jewish alphabet, Dalef. Let us read through verses 25 to 32. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have told of my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I will meditate on your wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your ordinances before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. So, in this part, we are able to see, or we want to give this theme, prayer for understanding. prayer for understanding. Okay, let us see. Here, we can see the situation of the psalmist. Let us see verse 25. My soul cleave to the dust. So he was in despair. He was in helplessness. The author speak much of his sorrow, suffering, and affliction. Likely, the ridicule, the slander, the persecution from the adversaries, those who do not devote themselves to the word of God. So we can see his situation. His soul cleaved to the dust. He was in despair, helplessness. And then let us see verse 28. My soul weeps because of grief. So we are able to see that he was in great grief. So his soul weep. So what did he do? So he prayed to God. He prayed to God. Let us see verse 26. Verse 26. I have told of my ways. So he had told the Lord concerning his ways, his experience, his present distress. So he prayed to the Lord and told the Lord his ways. Not only that is to say his grief or his despair, but also his determination and resolution to keep God's word. And then we can see he was asking God in verse 25 to revive him according to God's word. Revive me according to your word. So he was asking God to revive him. And then also verse 28, strengthen me according to your word. So he was also asking God to strengthen him. And then what more? He prayed for understanding. To understand the way. Let us see verse 27. Make me understand the way of your precepts, your word. Make me understand the way of your word. So he prayed for understanding, to know the way. And then let's see verse 26, the lower part. He also say, teach me your statutes. So he prayed for understanding, to understand the way. And then ask God to teach him the way, the word of God. And then we are able to see the Lord will want to reveal to him. And then he will choose the faithful way. Verse 30. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your ordinances before me. So he has chosen the faithful way. He has placed God's word before him. The faithful way is the way prescribed by God's law, which is trustworthy and then also true. So he resolute in verse 31, I cling to your testimonies. So he resolute to cling to God's word regardless of his circumstances. So this is understanding. No matter how much ridicule, slander, persecution, how grief is he was, or how despair, how hopeless, but then he will continue to uphold, to take the faithful way, the way that is prescribed by God's law, which is trustworthy and true. So he chose the faithful way, clinging to God's word regardless of his circumstances. And then, verse 29, remove the false way from me and graciously grant me your law, your word. So he prayed that the Lord will remove the false way from him. And then we are able to see God answer. Verse 26, I have told of my ways and you have answered me. So the Lord answers him. The Lord answers him. So God will also do wonders. verse 27, make me understand the way of your precept, so I will meditate on your wonders. So to understand the way, so we believe, or he also believed, that God will do wonders. He will meditate on God's wonders. And then he also believed that he will not be put to shame. Verse 31, O Lord, do not put me to shame before the adversaries. And then verse 32, so he shall run, I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. So he will crack upon this path, the path of faithfulness, this way. So he will track upon this way, the faithful way. And then he believed that the Lord will enlarge his heart. That is to say, to expand his heart with joy. And then also, to enlarge the heart also means to increase his understanding, to continually increase his understanding. So this stanza, this part, we are able to see a prayer for understanding, to understand the way. So today, we must track upon this faithful way, that is to say, to cling on to the words of God no matter what, to uphold the truth, to uphold the truth. Let us see the next stanza, verses 33 to 40. 33 to 40, we can see the alphabet he. Okay, let's read through verses 33 to 40. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall observe it to the end. Give me understanding that I may observe your law, and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to dishonest gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity, and revive me in your ways. Establish your word to your servant as that which produces reverence for you. Turn away my reproach which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness. So here, this stanza, we are able to see this theme: loyalty to God's word. Loyalty to God's word. Let us see. So we can see the author, his loyalty or his faithfulness to God's word. We can see his determination. Let's see verse 35. Verse 35, the lower part. I delight in it. So he delight in the word of the Lord. His determination, or what he is also doing, and he determined to continue to do. Verse 35, I delight in it, in God's word. Let us see, verse 34. And then he determined to keep it with all his heart, and keep it with all my heart. So he determined to keep it with all his heart. And then let us see verse 33, and I shall observe it to the end. So he will observe it to the end. So we can see his loyalty to God's word. So he delight in God's word. He keep God's word with all his heart. And he determined to observe it to the end. So we can see his loyalty, his determination. And then we can also see he expressed his desires. Let's see verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. So his desire, ask God to continue to teach him. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. And then verse 34, give me understanding that I may observe your law. So his desire, that God teach him, that God give him understanding. So he will observe the word of the Lord. And then verse 35, make me walk in the path of your commandments. Make me walk in the path of your commandments. And then verse 36, incline my heart to your testimonies. So he asked to the Lord to incline his heart to God's word. And then verse 38, establish your word to your servant. Asking God to establish his word to him. And then verse 40, behold, I long for your precepts, God's word. So he longed, he thirsted, he desired God's word. So we can see, he expressed his desire. All these manifest loyalty to God's word. And then let us see what are the results. Verse 39 here says, your ordinances are good. So God's word are good. We can see the worth of God's word. That's why he wants to be loyal to God's word. Because we can see God's word is good, the worth of God's word. So what are the results? Let's see verse 38. So it will produce reverence in him as that which produces reverence for you. So it will result in him to fear God, to revel God, keeping his commandments, to fear, revel God. And then verse 37, we can see, revive me in your ways. So God's word able to revive him in God's ways, And then verse 40, revive me through your righteousness. So God's word will revive him in righteousness. And then verse 37, the word will turn away his eyes from looking at vanity. Will turn his eyes away from looking at vanity, the desire, the lust of the eyes. And then verse 36, he will not incline his heart to dishonest gain, his heart not inclined towards dishonest gain. Also, we can see the worth of God's word. And then also verse 39, turn away my reproach, which I dread, so God will deliver him. For those who are faithful, those who are loyal, those who so desire God's word, who desire to be loyal, faithful to God's word, so the Lord will deliver. Turn away my reproach, which I dread. So here we can see this stanza, verses 33 to 40, we can see loyalty to God's word. Now let's see another part, another stanza, verses 41 to 48. So this is wealth, the alphabet. Okay, let's read through. May your loving kindness also come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So I will have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word and do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I wait for your ordinances. So I will keep your law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and I shall not be ashamed. I shall delight in your commandments, which I love, and I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. So this stanza, we are able to see this theme, salvation or deliverance through God's word. We can see salvation or deliverance through God's word. So here we can see, may the Lord deliver him, the author, and not take his truth from his mouth. Then he will honor God's law in his life and speak of it before king, for he loves God's commands. So may the Lord deliver him and not take his truth from his mouth. And then he will honor God's word in his life and speak it even before king, for he loves his commandments. Okay, let us see verse 41. May your loving kindness also come to me, O Lord. So God's loving kindness, God's mercy, God's grace, very important. So he pray. We pray for deliverance. May your loving kindness also come to me, O Lord. Your salvation according to your word. So this word is promise, God's promise word. Your salvation according to your word, God's promise would come upon him. So he prayed for deliverance. Verse 42. So I will have an answer for him who reproached me, for I trust in your word. There will be an answer, not only by word, but also by reality, how God will deliver him through this action of the Lord to deliver. So he will have an answer for him who reproaches the author, the psalmist. And then verse 45, when the Lord deliver he is able to walk at liberty, that is to say, in a white place, so there will be freedom, there will be liberty, he will be delivered. I will walk at liberty, for his sake, God's precepts. And then we can see verse 46, he will also speak of God's testimonies before king and shall not be ashamed, able to even through words and deeds, through God's works, to be a testimony before king, and then he will not be ashamed. And then, of course, God also will be glorified. So let us see. So here we can see salvation through God's word. And then he pray and affirm that the word would continue to be his pattern of life. So he pray and affirm that the word would continue to be his pattern of life. Let's see verse 43. And do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. Verse 44. I wait for your ordinance. I will keep your law continually forever and ever. So we can see he pray and he affirm that the word would continue to be his pattern of life. Do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I wait for your ordinances. I will keep your law continually forever and ever. Let's see verse 45. I seek your precepts. And then verse 47. I shall delight in your commandments, which I love. And I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes, your words. So he pray and affirm the word would continue to be his pattern of life. So we can see here prayer for deliverance through God's word. We give thanks to Allah. So today, God's word is able to deliver, to save. It's a word of life and able to help us in all situations, circumstances. Let us only trust in God's word, turn to God's word. We give thanks to Allah. Now we shall pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi gidip. Hadi kita.
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give all praise, all thanks, all glory to our Lord Jesus, our family altar. We end here. May God bless. Peace be unto all. Amen.